This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
You've got a driver waiting for you outside.
Where are you now?
Where am I now? There's a question. I'm definitely not in Paradise City wearing a pale dress.
Here he lies.
There's nothing wrong with me wearing a dress. There's more to a sinner than lying about clothing.
At least there's no need to call in a banjo and violin. So when the flood comes, round up Suzanne, Sally and the preacher, and hopefully you and Steve McQueen can chase away the Chelsea Blues.
Oh, honey, is your head so heavy that you need to discard the small things and lay me down?
I think I may need a little more than a long ride to overcome any monster.
Any monster? Well, don't change and come on in. And it's not quite closing time.
Let's anchor down the songbird, because between last night and us, sometimes the stars tell me that we have the Audreys joining us on the Hump Day Crew. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. That was incredible.
Good morning. Look at you, guitar.
It's almost woken me up.
Almost.
It's early, isn't it, for you guys?
It is,
yeah.
How long
did that take to do?
Don't tell him.
It took me a whole week to do. As soon as I knew you guys were coming in, I thought, you know what? What can I do to wow the Audreys? Because they've won an ARIA Award.
No, you're supposed to say we get our scriptwriter to do it. That's the real...
He helped too.
Yeah.
The script team.
All right, yeah, our team. A team of 12.
Team of us. The Audreys are in the studio with guitar, with voices.
Hello.
With yourselves. Good morning.
No, he can't sing at all.
He can't sing at all?
Nah, no, awful.
That's a random fact that wasn't actually included in your press release.
He tried to tell me last night that he wanted to sing along with a chorus of this song, and he said, I said, all right, let's hear it.
Nah. Did you have to do X Factor in your own front room?
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He got the big no from me.
That was an L no.
Sorry,
Trist. Did you throw in a bit of Carl Sanderlands? Did you? Did you sort of mention his clothing or tell him to go away and practice, give up on this career?
Yeah.
That's
pretty
not
much.
Nice.
I know.
Stick to the guitar.
Yeah. It's all right. We're friends. We can do that.
Oh, dear.
So we've got Tasha and Tristan from the Audreys. And let's talk about the Audreys and the past. I mean, you've won a couple of awards, I believe.
We have, yes.
Well done. Congratulations. Name them, shame them.
Tasha's obviously very humble with her win. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for that.
You've
won an ARIA, haven't you?
Two.
Oh, sorry. There we go. I did that on purpose.
Which means between us, we have four. So we have them lined up on the...
Great.
On the what do you call that thing?
Mantelpiece.
Top of the stairs.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you call it? That description, you waving your hand in front of something.
It's pretty vague, isn't it?
What do you call that? Well, I call that a spider. What's that one?
An upside down spider.
No, it's a dead one of those. Oh. Thank you, Tommy Cooper. I'd like to... Tommy Cooper, very well known.
Bish has random facts he throws in. So if you feel a bit more enlightened by the end of this interview, I'll be very happy for you.
Yeah.
Because I
already am.
Well, let's talk about the Romans. What did they ever do for us?
Oh, dear.
Aqueducts, roads. I mean, come on, there's a whole sketch there. But anyway, back to the Audreys and the Arias. Maybe we can go.
Let's get back to the start of all this. How did you two meet to form the group that is the Audreys, really?
We met teaching music in a high school when we were both university students in Adelaide.
Ah.
Cool. There was a fire drill or something.
That's right.
We had to run down to the Oval.
You met on a fire drill.
We met on a fire drill.
So there were sirens blazing, people panicking, and then this beautiful group was, this ARIA award-winning group was born.
Yeah. Just a quick question, it may be a little known fact. Did you grab your instruments to leave the building? Is that did you have your guitar and you thought, must save Little Bess or whatever you call the guitar?
It was just a drill.
We knew
so
it was a drill.
It wasn't an actual fire.
Yeah, but you've got to put a bit of back into it.
Come on, try and keep up.
Oh, no, it's a drill, but for the kids' sake, you've got to make it look realistic. You've got to run around going, nobody panic, it's all right. Grab your triangle, grab your snare drum. Let's get out to the Oval. We can jam.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you did?
That would have been a good idea.
Yeah, kind of.
There you go. For next time, you go for a fire drill.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just go and pull the alarm in a moment.
Yeah. Mm. We can just let them grab their instruments and keep the holding bay entertained with their music.
I think we can do. I'll whack a Glee song on, and that'll last for about 2 hours. Yeah. I do love the Glee cast, by the way. Yes.
I saw that for the first time yesterday. I was a bit scared.
Did you?
You found that quite
alarming? I was a bit scared.
Tasha doesn't like?
Well, they're all sitting around with instruments, and then suddenly this huge production number kicks in.
Is that
not
normal?
Where's the rest of the band?
Did you not do that in South Australia?
Where's all the reverb units and the auto-tune and the, you know, what the hell?
See, from a musician's perspective, you must think, what the hell is going on here? None of this
makes
sense.
It makes no sense to me at all.
And for us oblivious folk, we're like, oh, this is amazing.
No, it is. I think it's very real to life. I sometimes sit at work and talking to my team and then all of a sudden break out into a show tune.
Really? With full backing track and...
Well, if Ginny's around, I mean, I think I'm hoping acapella. You two might come and visit me, bring your instruments and we can do like some medley, maybe a bit of John Farnham.
Oh, I'd love that.
Or even better, a bit of the Audrey's.
Fantastic.
I can just follow you around. Just play a little tune for you when you walk into a shop.
Can you prove you've got a guitar? Yes, you can.
They see, we're not lying. Now, the Audrey's, you've got a tour starting in October coming up that you're going all around Australia.
We are.
You're heading up north to Brisbane to play in the Powerhouse.
Yes.
Are you excited about this tour?
It's kind of very. Like, can't wait to get touring. It's been too long.
It's to celebrate the release of your third album, Sometimes the Stars, it's called.
Yes.
What inspired this title of the new album? Because compared to your other two, it's a bit... more, I guess, astrological, you would say. I was trying to think of a word.
Do you
there.
Think?
I think.
It's more astrological.
It's a big word, isn't it, for the morning?
Wow.
Astrological.
Astrological.
You're astonishing.
Yeah. Thank you, Bishop.
So tell us about the album title. Where does
well,
it come
it's a
from?
Song. One of the tracks is called that. And the lyric is, sometimes the stars seem closer than they should.
Oh.
And it's a really old song that we started writing maybe in like 2004 or something.
Wow.
And we loved the title of the song, but everything else about it was kind of crap.
So you had to build around
so
it.
So we chucked everything out except the title and wrote a new song.
Kind of crap.
Yeah.
Let's do something about this.
Years later.
Well, I guess sometimes when you do think of an amazing title and you can't quite find lyrics to do it justice, you're like, all right, let's see how we can work around this. And this is obviously the title track of your new album, which we're going to be playing up very shortly.
Great. Well,
we are, but I'm going to play that in a moment. Mm-hmm. But I want to. I would love, if possible, if we could have a little ditty from you live in the studio.
We can do a ditty.
A ditty?
Yes, that's a technical term.
We can do a ditty
term.
Before 9 a.m.
It's a technical term, before the watershed.
Yeah.
And I understand that you're probably just getting in from last night's gig, and it would be the good thing to do.
No, we tried to go to bed early last night.
Did you?
Because we knew we had to come and see you guys, but we both sort of lay there with our eyes open. Got to go to sleep.
It never really works, does it?
Totally.
Especially for musicians.
Ginny and I are the same. We just lay there next to each other the night before and just say...
Prep up.
Yeah.
Yes, you
ready
for
this?
Your and side and my soulmate and one. We're all just laying.
All soulmates together.
Oh, just laying there looking
at. We were adjoining rooms, not actually beside each other in bed.
Oh.
If you want a little info about that.
No. Well, now you've opened up the door and the adjoining door by the sound of it. That's a good thing. I mean, nothing wrong with that.
There's two doors between us.
There are two doors.
Two doors.
Some may say not enough doors, possibly.
Not enough doors.
Okay. Well, let's do a love in very soon.
G'day. This is Anaya Day.
You know, they kind of just walk up to you with their arms out and he grabs me and he presses himself against me and we're rub-a-dub style and I'm against the pole and he's pushing me harder against the pole. And then the next thing, I was like, something, I put my hand down between us and he had himself exposed. And he was like, just give me five more minutes. I was like, security!
You're on the Hump Day Crew with Ginny and Bish, your Wednesday morning wake-up call. We just had a morning treat with the Audrey's giving us a live version of their song.
What a treat it was.
What a treat. And actually, we got an SMS come in from Anon saying, big thanks for the Audrey's morning treat. Tour dates. Now, you guys are touring, got a whole list of dates here. I'm just looking through going, which ones do I mention? There's so many. But the ones here in Victoria at the Bend and Elbow, which is the one you kick off with on Friday, 15th of October in Geelong. And then you tour all across, you head up north to Brisbane and then to Newcastle and to the Gold Coast and to... And then you come back down to Melbourne for Richmond at the Corner Hotel.
Oh, great venue.
Yes.
Have you performed there before?
Yeah.
We certainly have.
Lovely venue, eh?
Is that the 12th of November?
12th of November. Right. That's
just
very
you're
good.
Checking your diary now, are you?
No.
I'm busy that
I
night.
I remember because it sounds like the 12th of never.
12th of November.
Yeah.
Oh, 12th of sometime.
Yeah.
But you can check that out on their website, which is theaudreys.com.au. And also you can, well, you're very mod cons, aren't you? Facebook.com/theaudreys.
We even Twitter.
No way.
Get
we
out.
Yep. We tweet.
You tweet.
We're so modern.
Yeah, well, we have people that do that for us. So
your people.
Yeah, our
scripting.
People, our peeps.
Yeah, two
tweet peeps.
God, we got a big entourage.
Yeah, we do. One thing really exciting about you guys, your third record is going to be released on Friday, October 8th. It's going to be available in digital, CD and vinyl. So not only are you mod cons, but you give people options.
Old school vinyl.
We're actually old school. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Old school geeks who tweet.
Yeah. But yeah. There's nothing like old school Geeks Who Tweet. It's like it's a combination of the eras.
Sounds like a band.
It does. Old school.
Didn't they open up for us once?
I think they did. Yeah.
Well, old school. Loz is not short stack. You're okay.
Touring with you guys, actually. Your supporting act is actually Nicholas Roy. He's getting some airplay on Triple J very soon. Can you tell us about him, just so we know the double
trouble? He's a lovely boy. Yeah. We wanted a male singer-songwriter on the road with us because we've got a couple of duets on our records. On our new record, I do a duet with Tim Rogers. And we wanted someone who was a support act who could also jump up and hopefully do a couple of songs with me. So we looked around for male singer-songwriters and met up with him, and he was lovely. Because you've got to get along with someone if you're going to tour with them for 2.5 months.
Totally.
They can't be a tool bag.
No.
And, he was terrific. So we're really looking forward to it.
Oh, fantastic.
And on this EP, you've got a couple of live acoustic numbers on there as well.
There's a bonus EP that you get, I think, only if you pre-order. Is that right?
Yeah, pre-order.
Sometimes I get information overload. And
no, I know. So you get the Sometimes the Stars album.
And then you get an acoustic EP as well that was recorded on Tristan and I's duo tour earlier this year.
Oh, cool. Very good.
There's jam-packed galore here on the Audrey's album. So the audreys.com.au.
So more Audrey's than you can poke a stick at.
No, that's a good thing. And do you love touring? Is it one of your reasons you're in music? And
Absolutely.
Have you got a favourite place you perform at, apart from the Joy Studios?
Oh. We're always a bit sentimental about Adelaide.
Yeah.
Because it's our hometown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but going to WA too, actually.
Yeah, Perth's fun. There's a great venue in Fremantle called the Fly By Night Club.
Okay.
Which is always a great gig. And it's often sort of toward the end of our tour.
Yeah.
So we always have good memories from there because everyone starts to loosen up toward the end because you're like, well, you know, I've only got one more week to get through this before I can fall over.
Down in Margaret River somewhere. Yeah. Lie down there for a few days.
Go for a swim or float. Now, you're going to be touring across Australia. Is in the future for the Audreys, do you want to take it international? Where would you like to perform?
We have played a couple of times in North America and we hope to go back again next year. It's you know, it's a big pond over there, but we've had a few songs played on TV shows over in America, and we sell on iTunes over there, so we've got a little bit of an audience.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a modest lady, aren't you, Tash? But it's brilliant to have you in this morning and joining us, and thank you for playing that live song, and we're going to jump on the website, theaudreys.com.au
for more information, and the album will be out Friday, October 8th, so make sure you log on there to actually purchase it. It's very exciting.
You should do. Tasha and Tristan from the Audreys, thank you for joining us
this morning, guys.
I'm not going to let you go without playing the title song from your new album, which is Sometimes the Stars, and it's an astrological dream world of songs that they built the whole album around. So
hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.